Michigan.
I'm now joined by Daniel Wasserman of the Michigan Daily. Daniel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. This is a team that is going through a turnover phase with the losses of Trey Burke and Tim Hardaway Jr., but it's not that big of a drop-off considering the improvements that Mitch McGarry and Glenn Robinson III and Nick Stauskas have made. What kind of expectations do you have for this team this year?
I think a lot of that definitely hinges on McGarry. He proved to be someone who has All-American potential last year in the NCAA tournament, and now you're seeing him pop up on these preseason All-American lists. But it's easy to forget that all throughout the season, he wasn't starting at times. He was only playing 5-10 minutes off the bench, and he was a guy who could give high energy spurts, but wasn't a guy who was going to put up the 15, 20 points and 10 rebounds that he put up all throughout the tournament. And he's had a lot of the back issues. He hasn't practiced yet. He's doing nothing right now more than just running in a water treadmill and shooting basically free throws. We had an open practice earlier this week, and he was just labored walking. He could hardly jog.
Oh, wow.
With Mitch McGarry on the floor, if he can sustain the type of play that he did last in the tournament run, which he said was all because he got in shape. He was just a typical freshman eating too much for most of the season. He got in shape and burst onto the scene. If he's healthy, Michigan is a top five, top 10 team without a doubt. If he's not healthy, they're a fringe top 25 team, especially in the grueling Big Ten.
What's the status of McGarry right now? Is he expected to be ready for the start of the season?
There's been some whispers around campus that he'll be lucky if he's ready to play by the start of Big Ten play. So there's really not much solid information out there, but he doesn't look ready to play.
Yeah, and I also saw a video the other day of Nick Stauskas, and he looks like a completely different guy in terms of body. Is he going to take his game to the next level, do you think? Do you think he's just going to be that shooter that he was last year, just basically a spot-up shooter, or do you think he's going to take his game to the next level offensively?
Well, there's a joke around Ann Arbor that every time he gets a layup, announcer will say, oh, Nick Stauskas is more than just a shooter. And that's something that he kind of laughs at. He wants to be more than just a shooter. Obviously, he prides himself on threes, and just watching him in practice, he won't miss from everywhere. But yeah, he definitely he put on like 25 pounds of muscle or something like that. So that will definitely help him become a better defender, because last year he was always the weakest player and teams would exploit that. And if he can bang a little bit down low and with a shot like his, when he's pump faking, if that opens up the lane a little bit and he can actually go in there and bang with the big bodies that he's going to face in the Big Ten, that's definitely a big sign. And I mean, the sky could be the limit for him if he can prove that he can do more than just shoot.
When I look at this Michigan team, I think the biggest question going into the season is point guard play. And if Derek Walton can emerge as a successful successor to Trey Burke at the point guard spot without having to do all that Trey Burke did, because he was the main alpha dog on that team. What have you seen from that open practice in point guard play? And is Walton the real deal?
He's definitely quick. Very, very quick. I mean, Trey Burke wasn't the fastest guy, but he was quick. He was very quick. And Walton seems to have an elite quickness, and he's fast also. Maybe even a better athlete than Burke was. Burke was just such a great basketball player, such a great IQ, such a great court presence. To ask a freshman or really anybody to live up to Burke, who swept the National Player of the Year awards, is asking a lot. But Walton seems to have a lot of athleticism, and if that can translate to some on the court, he doesn't have to be a scorer. You have Glenn Robinson, who's gotten also, I mean, you talked about Stauskas getting in better shape. Glenn Robinson, his athleticism was already off the charts. The vertical max jump thing, he registered higher than they account for. It would have been, I think, in the last 10 years or something, the sixth highest from the NBA draft.
Oh, wow.
So he has a lot of weapons all around the court. He doesn't have to be a scorer like Trey Burke was last year. It just depends on whether he can distribute, whether he has the basketball IQ to fit in the Big Ten season.
Sure, sure. Are there any specific adjustments that Beeline has made from last year to this year? Is this a different kind of team that we're going to see pace-wise?
Probably the number one word that we've heard so far talking to players and talking to coaches is versatility. Beeline prides himself on recruiting for versatility. He's not looking for just a shooting guard. He's not looking for just someone who can play the four. He wants his shooters to shoot. He wants his wings to be able to play the four. And they've even talked about Caris LeVert, who is a 6'6", shooting guard, small forward. He's even been taking some reps at the point guard, and they're talking about rolling out this lineup where they'll have the 1 through 4 positions all between 6'6 and 6'7, and then putting a center, or Michigan doesn't have a true center really, but a four out there. And that just poses a huge matchup nightmare to any team. So I think versatility is definitely the thing. Michigan, for the past several years, basically since Beilein's been here, has only used one big man on the floor, except in spots. And if McGarry can be healthy, you have McGarry, you have Jordan Morgan, you have John Horford. He has talked a lot about playing two big men at once, especially against your bigger teams like Michigan State. That's an option for Michigan. But again, if McGarry's not healthy, we're only going to see one big man out on the floor at a time.
Right, right. And another question I have with Michigan is, maybe you could shed some light into this, seeing them practice and talking to the coaches. When the game is on the line last year, Trey Burke was going to get the ball and you knew it. This year, there's no Burke, no Tim Hardaway Jr. You don't really know who's going to be that guy who wants the ball or is going to get the ball down the stretch late in clutch situations. With Michigan State, you have Gary Harris. With Ohio State, you have LaQuinton Ross. With Wisconsin, you're going to have Sam Decker. But is there a player that has single-handedly stood out in terms of leadership and is going to make that late-game decision to say, I want the ball?
That's something Beilein brought up, and I don't think he knows right now. I think last year, like you said, there was never a time where one of these guys on the roster was expected to take the big shot. Mm-hmm. It was always going to be Burke, or it was always going to be Hardaway, one of those two. And those were two very solid options. Both of them proved that they could knock down big shots. Glenn Robinson, I think, could be that guy. But oftentimes last year, he looked softer. He didn't look to have that killer instinct that he's going to have ice water in his veins. But he wasn't expected to be. Michigan hardly ran any sets for him ever in a game, and he scored all of his points by just finding seams in his zone or getting himself open on the baseline. So I think we'll find out pretty soon. Michigan has a tough non-conference schedule, and we'll find pretty soon whether Glenn Robinson can be that guy. And Stauskas, I think, will be the other option. But again, he, as good of a shooter as he has, he's missed some big shots with the shot clock running down last year. So again, you never know how a guy's going to turn out when he has the ball in his hands with the clock running down until he's actually in that moment.
Sure, sure. And finally, give me a best case, worst case scenario for this team this season.
I think worst case is McGarry can't stay healthy throughout the year. And like I said before, I think Michigan would be still good in the tournament, but I don't think they're in the top 25 if McGarry's not healthy. Best case would be that McGarry is healthy by conference season and Glenn Robinson proves to be what can live up to his potential. And I really think Michigan, asking them to win the Big Ten outright with so many good teams this year and replacing a point guard, replacing the best player in the country last year, that's a lot to ask. But I don't think it's too far of a reach to say that Michigan could be a top 10 team if everyone's healthy.
Daniel Wasserman of the Michigan Daily, thank you very much.
Thank you.